Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 78 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tyler Robinson, the suspected killer of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk, appeared virtually in court this past hour. It was the first time Robinson appeared with his court-appointed attorney. This hearing focusing on a preliminary hearing. The attorney did not waive Robinson's right to a preliminary hearing. Here's ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
It is a big risk for a big reward if you do a preliminary hearing and there's really bad information. Getting that in the public, especially in a high-profile case like this, might not be helpful. So I think it depends on how cautious that attorney is or is not.
Robinson will be back in court October 30th. At the White House, President Trump holding critical talks with Israel's prime minister on a new ceasefire proposal. It includes the push to release all remaining Hamas-held hostages in Gaza. Congress barreling toward a government shutdown tomorrow night. Congressional leaders meet with the president later today on talks. In Michigan, authorities still don't have a motive, they say, in yesterday's deadly church attack in Grand Blanc. The suspected shooter, an Iraqi war veteran and Marine, was killed during the shootout. This is ABC News. A North Carolina seaside community in mourning after a man opened fire from a boat at a crowded dockside restaurant, killing three and injuring others. Authorities call it highly premeditated.
Many of the victims were visitors just here on vacation.
It's a pier where the end is, and his boat was right out there. And there's nowhere for anybody to go.
And investigators have charged that suspect. He's being held in jail without bond. The DA's office is considering the death penalty.
As Halloween hype takes hold, the Better Business Bureau warning about ghost tapping.
The scam targets debit and credit cards and the mobile wallet in your phone. Ghost tapping involves carrying a tap-to-pay device and standing close to or bumping into a person in hopes of creating a fictitious payment from the victim's card or phone. The BBB advises not letting people get too close and keeping tabs on your bank accounts.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
At Care and Rehab Boscobel, quality care isn't just our goal, it's our standard. Hi, I'm Lana Ellis, Administrator, and I'm proud to share that our recent state survey was deficiency-free. Our dedicated team provides personalized nursing, rehab, and support in a warm, welcoming environment. From short-term rehab to long-term care, we deliver comfort, dignity, and compassion every day. Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company. Call today or visit careandrehab.com.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 78 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny and very warm conditions for late September with a high of 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible late, a low of 55. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and continued quite warm with a high of 81. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 48, we're up to 78 degrees.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
At WCCU Credit Union, we're not just a great place to bank, we're a fantastic place to work. With our Life Comes First philosophy, full-time benefits include 10 paid federal holidays, vacation, sick time, personal, parental, and bereavement leave, health, dental, life, and long-term disability insurance, a pre-tax flex plan, and a 401k retirement program with a more than generous match. Prorated benefits for part-time, too. And hourly staff enjoy Saturday bonus pay. With 12 branches, we have 220-plus employees working together to serve over 41,000 members. Come join our growing team. For current opportunities, visit us at wccu.coop. WCCU is an equal opportunity employer.
Helping you feel.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Good afternoon. It's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Another person has announced they're running for governor, meaning the field of Democrats has gotten more crowded. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Missy Hughes announced this morning she's running for governor. Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad released this morning begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen main streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing, I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land. Then Governor Evers appointed me to lead our state's economic development agency.
The field of Democrats running just keeps growing, and now we can add Hughes to the list, along with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered legal briefs to be filed in relation to a pair of lawsuits challenging the state's congressional voting maps ahead of the 2026 election. Two law firms filed the challenges in Dane County Circuit Court, where a judge denied a request to set a briefing schedule. They asked the Supreme Court to appoint a three-judge panel to determine whether the congressional maps are unconstitutional, but the court instead ordered the two sides to file legal briefs arguing whether the lawsuit constituted a valid action to challenge the maps. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are warning residents that flu activity will begin increasing rapidly over the next few weeks. On Tuesday, the agency reported that flu activity was minimal and stable currently, but other respiratory illness activity, like COVID-19, is growing. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory illnesses, like ensuring they are up to date on vaccines, thoroughly washing their hands regularly, and staying home when they are sick to help prevent further spread. A proposed bill to limit the release of Mylar balloons was discussed in a state assembly committee on Thursday. The legislation would prohibit the release of 10 or more Mylar balloons arguing they are harmful to the environment and their composition can cause short circuits if they fly into power lines. We Energy's officials say the balloons were responsible for nearly 14,000 customers losing power this year. If passed into law, the bill would impose a $500 fine for releasing Mylar balloons outdoors with exceptions for scientific purposes. Clean Wisconsin reports the Public Service Commission voted Thursday to approve the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, a 118-megawatt wind project in Iowa and Grant counties. It's the first wind farm approved since 2011. Clean Wisconsin intervened in the proceeding, highlighting the environmental benefits of wind energy while addressing persistent information. Clean Wisconsin says the commission also approved Whitewater Solar, a 180-megawatt solar farm, on the borders of Walworth and Jefferson counties. Clean Wisconsin's recent report on the local environmental benefits of solar farms showed how this project will improve water quality in the area, stating placing the solar panels on conventionally farmed ag land will reduce the amount of nitrogen and phosphorus being applied to the landscape, reducing chemical runoff and resulting in cleaner, healthier waterways. Clean Wisconsin says commissioners specifically cited this report when they voted to approve the project. Proposed legislation would specify the time period for repeat OWI offenders to apply an occupational license. Right now, the Wisconsin DOT may permanently revoke or suspend the driver's license of anyone who commits four or more of certain traffic offenses on crimes, including operating while intoxicated. Revocation periods vary, and courts may also order suspensions. Suspended or revoked individuals may apply for an occupational license, but there's a waiting period before eligibility, and that can vary depending on the underlying violation. A bill being circulated by Republican lawmakers would allow those whose driving privileges are suspended or revoked to be eligible for an occupational license after the first 180 days of the revocation has elapsed. Those drivers would be required to have a functioning ignition interlock device in their vehicles. The first confirmed death of an endangered whooping crane due to highly pathogenic avian influenza has been reported by the International Crane Foundation. Ducky died earlier this month due to HPAI. The loss marks the first confirmed death of a whooping crane due to HPAI. Ducky was part of the International Crane Foundation's breeding and reintroduction program and was custom-reared by an aviculture staff at the foundation's headquarters in Baraboo. Ducky was slated for direct release into the wild this fall at Horicon National Wildlife Refuge, along with seven other whooping cranes in this year's cohort. Despite the swift emergency care provided by specialized veterinary and animal care teams, Ducky died September 18th. It is most likely that the virus was transmitted to Ducky by a wild bird or through the environment. While the other seven whooping cranes in the cohort held at Horicon National Wildlife Refuge for their fall release may also have been exposed to the virus, none show symptoms at this time and remained under observation. There are only about 700 whooping cranes left in the wild throughout their native range of North America. With fewer than 70 individuals in the eastern migratory population, the death of just one bird reflects more than 1% of the reintroduced population. Since Ducky's death, the foundation has raised its biosecurity protocol to the highest level to protect the flock and staff. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 6.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.82 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 17.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 25.5 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.56 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.49 a gallon, a difference of 93 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 5.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08 a gallon. The national average is down 11.1 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data, compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports, covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 1.3 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.65 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, quote, gas prices have seen a notable weekly drop in most states as seasonal factors ramp up their impact, namely the switch to cheaper winter gasoline and falling gasoline demand. He added, for now, seasonal factors will remain the primary driver of relief at the pump, though we continue to monitor the tropics for any potential disruptions to seasonal trends. A Lafayette County man is in critical condition after striking a deer with his motorcycle. Lafayette County deputies say 65-year-old Danny Burkhalter of South Wayne ran into a deer while riding his Harley Saturday morning and was thrown from his motorcycle. He was airlifted to UW Hospital with life-threatening injuries. Deputies say he was not wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. The crash remains under investigation. It's 79 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1216. A GRACE program was recently honored. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc-bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
WRCO News Time is 1218. The Grace Board of Directors is congratulating fellow board member Leif Carlson on the hard work and dedication that has gone into the education and prevention program known as Walk Around the World with Grace. This event runs from January 1st through July 31st each year and recently completed its third year. In 2025, the participants walked a combined total of just over 25,000 miles. The efforts of the Walk Around the World with Grace caught the attention of the Wisconsin Cancer Collaborative. On September 25th, the WCC held its 20th annual Wisconsin Cancer Summit at Glacier Canyon Conference Center in Wisconsin Dells, and Leif was invited to attend to receive the 2025 Impact Award for significant impact on cancer prevention for this GRACE program. The Wisconsin Cancer Collaborative is a statewide coalition of organizations working together to reduce the burden of cancer for everyone in Wisconsin. They provide the tools, support, and knowledge needed to create healthier communities. According to their website, in Wisconsin today, 294,300 people are living with a cancer diagnosis. It was a beautiful day with great weather, family and friends, food and refreshments, as many took advantage of it to celebrate with staff at Southwest Technical College. In receiving the 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence, the highest award a community college can earn, Wisconsin State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underly was on hand and spoke a few words to congratulate the community.
Truly an honor to be here with all of you today. Students, educators, parents, advocates. For those of you who didn't know, I live in the district that is Southwest Tech. I was the former superintendent at Pecatonica School District, so I'm very familiar with the partnerships that we had here at Southwest Tech and the work that they do with all the K-12 partners. And we are just united across the board that we share this belief that every student across this region and across the state deserves opportunity, support, and a clear pathway to success.
Southwest Tech is the first college in Wisconsin history to receive this award.
This award recognizes the very best community colleges in the country, those that lead the way in student learning, degree completion, workforce outcomes, and equity. And this honor absolutely reflects the years of deep commitment, bold innovation, and most importantly, meaningful impact on students' lives. It also confirms what so many of us here have known for a long time, that Southwest Tech is that national leader. One of the reasons this award is so well-deserved is because Southwest Tech's partnership with our K-12 schools. Because real student success doesn't start in college, it starts long before. And for those of you who been around, you know that partnerships are critical. And that is something Southwest Tech has long fostered, our partnerships. And they help put students first, and they've helped prepare students for college, career, and beyond. And across more than 25 high school partnerships, Southwest Tech is creating real opportunities for students to explore their potential through dual credit programs, through the dual enrollment program, and to create opportunity and combine it with rigor.
Underly said that dual credits are a game changer for students.
For students in rural communities, as we are familiar with, or from economically disadvantaged backgrounds, dual enrollment is an equity tool. It removes barriers, it builds confidence, and it proves that higher education isn't just possible, it's attainable.
I had a chance to catch up with DPI Superintendent Jill Underly to ask her what this means for the state.
The work that Southwest Tech has done with student retention is, I think, what really garnered the attention of the Aspen Prize. I mean, a lot of work goes into making sure that when students come here, that they are, you know, on a path to success, path to complete. They really pull out all the stops to make sure students are going to be successful. And so that's really important to the entire state of Wisconsin. We want to make sure that when we're investing in students and in the workforce, that they're going to stay in Wisconsin, and that's what Southwest Tech does.
The 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence means that Southwest Technical College in Fenimore is the number one two-year college in the nation. A community forum will be held tonight at 6 at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center. It will be a community session to update all interested parties on the upcoming issues of the Richland County community. The Richland City Council, Simons, the Richland School District, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics will be in attendance. Mayor Todd Coppernall urges everyone to attend to learn more about the community they live in.
Well, we started to do these community forums a couple of years ago as an opportunity to let people know what each entity, each government entity, and now we've incorporated Bruce with the hospital into some of this as well, so our people know what we're all working on. And more importantly, I think, than that, just an open, more relaxed atmosphere to ask questions to any of us, which we do every time. And it helps us too. People are happy when they hear from us and they go home with new information, but it helps us too, because the nature of the questions we get asked sort of help us as we're moving forward as well. What are the people most concerned about? And I've never had anything but positive feedback every time we've done one.
Coppernall says what started out as a casual meeting has become collaboration meetings benefiting everyone.
We do. We call it the joint collaboration meeting, and we meet every few months. It's not monthly. It's when we need to, when there's, you know, good stuff to talk about. And it's just sharing information. And I've given these examples before, but I'll do it as many times as I can because I think they're great things. From the first, it wasn't even called anything yet. The first, why don't we talk, was Marty Brewer, when he was the county board chair, called me and said, let's get together. And the two of us met with Steve Board from the schools, and Steve brought Aaron Unbehan with him from the school board. And we just met informally in the conference room at City Hall, and we talked about what was going on in each place. And from that first conversation, eventually East Hall transferred from county ownership to school district ownership, and the school district used it to put in their partner school, which now has a wait list. Is with a complete culture shift, a positive culture shift has taken place in the Richland School District in recent years. You see test scores much better and things like that. They also have enrollment headed upward again in the right direction, and that partner school has had a big impact that way. And when I say that, that's great for those kids who participate, but don't forget that a significant amount of state aid is tied to your student enrollment. So each kid in, it eases the burden on the taxpayers too. And all of that started from a simple conversation in a conference room, which really hadn't been happening in years gone by. There wasn't open communication like this between these entities. I don't know if there's one reason or it just wasn't made a priority, probably. And I'll give Marty the credit forever. He started it, and here we are. And we've as we've gone along, we've been able to help each other out several times, and we've added a few more people to the room, the hospital being a great example. And I'm glad we're doing it. I hope it never stops.
All entities are working on a common problem: housing.
When you look at how many of our people are over age 50 right now, we got to get some young people in there. And what do we run into? No place to move, no house. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. You know, we tried to move in. We tried to recruit a teacher, a doctor, a police officer, and they didn't take the job because they couldn't find a home. That's a routine problem here we're all acutely aware of, and it's one we're all trying to address together. And we've got to do this. We've got to do this. If you still want, if I say to you 20 to 25% population decline, if you think your property taxes upset you today, imagine that many fewer participants. You will have no choice but to continuously raise taxes while you continuously cut services. And that's no place anybody wants to be. So we're all taking action right now to try to get ahead of what the projections say we'll be dealing with in 20 years, to try to reverse those trends if we can, or at least soften that change into the right direction.
Richland Hospital CEO Bruce Raisler says the demographics play a part in the future of the hospital.
When you consider a potential 20-25% decline in population, that's not merely patients to us or customers to some other businesses. That is also a decline in workforce and an overall reduction in our capability of delivering services, and really is the greatest threat to the well-being of the hospital and clinic, but our community at large. I'm aware of some circumstances where would-be employees, you know, want to live in Richland. Perhaps they're going to be on call even, so they need a quick response time to the hospital, but they can't find housing, either interim or permanent housing nearby. And so that can be a turnoff, and sometimes we lose those prospective employees.
All are welcome to attend the community forum tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center beginning at 6. Hear an update on the campus property, Richland School District construction updates, Simons Recreation Complex updates, and budget information. There will also be a time for you to ask questions. As fall has officially begun, the American Red Cross urges people to mark the new season with a life-saving blood or platelet donation to help keep the blood supply strong. Donors of all blood types, especially those with types O positive and B negative blood, are needed now. For many, daily routines shift as the seasons change, but blood and platelet donations must remain top of mind. Every single donation is key to making sure all patients relying on critical transfusions, including car accident victims, those living with sickle cell disease, and those facing cancer, get the care they need. Fall into donating blood or platelets at one of the several blood drives being held in the area this week. Today, a blood drive is being held from now until 5:30 at South Elementary School in Reedsburg. Wednesday, from 9 to 3, a blood drive will be held at the Sauk County Public Health. Thursday, a blood drive will be held from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. And a blood drive will also be held Friday from 9:30 to 2:30 at Royal High School. Make an appointment to give at any blood drive now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Pat Stittleberg on ticket 849 and Chrissy Latica on ticket 306. It's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 1230. Today's vital statistics are next.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram. Early detection is the best prevention." You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
It's 80 degrees in Richland Center on this Monday afternoon, September 29th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Georgine Hausner, age 85, died last Monday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Wednesday from 4:30 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 6:30. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Feel free to wear your Green Bay Packer or Wisconsin Badger sporting apparel to the visitation. Memorials may be made to the Community Food Pantry of Spring Green, St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green, Sauk County Right to Life, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Breast Cancer Research. Georgine Hausner is survived by her husband of 59 years, Jean, three daughters, Julie and John Bouch, Mary Beth and Jeff Walksmith, and Luann Hausner. Four grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, two brothers, Clifford, John, and Vicki Walterstorff, and Mike and Robin Walterstorff. a sister, Linda and Gail Bacon, sisters-in-law, Marlene Dischler and Rita and Jerry Picard, goddaughter, Tina Bako, godson, Keith Weber, and many cousins, nieces, and nephews. Georgine Hausner, age 85. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday, October 10th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, October 10th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Naomi Knockertz-Maley is survived by two daughters, Marie and Daryl Wald-Smith of Richland Center, and Karen and Steve Hansen of Boscobel. Two sons, Kenneth and Elaine Knockertz of Reedsburg, and Ronald Knockertz of Toma. Six grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandchild, a brother, Dwayne and Pam Gebhard of Boscobel, sister-in-law Donna Gebhard, and many other relatives and friends. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Chris and Stacy Alderman, Matt and Carrie Solar, Don and Rose Grochowski, Tom and Kathy Nondorf, and Tyler and Kate Biba. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a continuation of the unseasonably warm and dry weather conditions here across the Midwest, with high pressure in control, all the active weather streams crossing the northwest part of the country through Canada, and also down through the Gulf of Mexico area, off into the east and southeast part of the country, some rain, but again, none of that in a hurry to get here. Temperatures reaching their peak today, they'll cool off slightly heading toward midweek with a little more cloud cover. Then we'll see resurgence of the heat going toward the end of the week when we can make a run at the middle 80s on Friday. It'll be a touch more humid over the weekend, and with a weak cold front approaching from the northwest, there could be a few showers, mainly in northwest and northern Wisconsin, but at least a slight chance around here as we get into Saturday night or Sunday. It seems like the chance of rain does go up a bit as we get into next week. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Plenty of sunshine, very warm for this time of the year, high near 84 degrees, southeast to south wind up to 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog possible late, low in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy, continued quite warm tomorrow, high at 81, east wind between 5 and 10. On Wednesday, partly sunny and mild, low at 54, high 77. Thursday, sunny or partly cloudy and warm, low 51 with a high near 80. Friday, very warm with lots of sunshine, low in the mid-50s with a high near 84 degrees. And Saturday, partly cloudy, warm and a bit more humid, low at 62, high 82. There is a slight chance of a shower Saturday night. Sunday, mixed skies and a bit muggy. A stray shower is possible. Low in the upper 50s with a high of 78. Have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
It's currently a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 81, our low this morning was 48. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 81. The record high for this date set in 1953 is 91. The record low 24 was set in 1967. Last year's high was 79 with a low of 48. Sunset tonight will be at 6:47 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:57. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds 2 to 3 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.21. Relative humidity is 58% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Advice for farmers and non-farm motorists about staying safe on country roads. Today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. When farmers take their equipment onto public roadways, they're obligated to have that equipment in safe condition. That includes lighting and marking, according to John Shutsky of the University of Wisconsin.
The bottom line is we're talking about making vehicles more conspicuous. And the big way that we do that and the way we've done this going all the way back into the 1960s is the SMV emblem.
Schutzke says regulations may vary state to state, but there are some basic lighting and marking standards for equipment that need to be followed.
But this really ought to be like our bedrock, and we ought to be starting from this sort of base. When we upgraded things in 2012, it was like, yeah, ASABE standards are nice, but like we don't have to follow those. And the bottom line is like, you know, why not? Like there are these options. If it's too expensive, there are feasible workarounds.
Motorists also need to be responsible in these situations, according to Cindy Kovar, program manager for Texas AgriBility.
You know, we're not going to get there a whole lot quicker by speeding past and putting ourselves or others at risk. So just find some patience and enjoy the view while you take a few minutes to get past them.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
The clock winds down toward a government shutdown. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. When you compare Pioneer brand Vorseed Enlist corn to the competitor, Vorseed Enlist dominates in delivering yield. Your best year starts with Pioneer. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the USDA is fully prepared in case U.S. government shuts down this week.
I believe sincerely that the incredible and important programs, especially that help our farmers, that those will continue, that those shouldn't be affected by the shutdown, but we're still working out all of the details.
Rollins made the comments to media at last week's Ag Outlook Forum. The U.S. government will partially shut down Wednesday unless Congress can pass a short-term continuing resolution. The Vice President of Communications with Interplant says early detection of fungal disease in soybeans through plants that communicate is a reality. Sean Yokomizo says this growing season marked the first time the company's Crop Voice Disease Alert Network detected a real-time infection in fields.
It's a soybean that's been genetically engineered to emit an optical signal when it's under attack from fungus. So we plant these inner soy fungal sensors in sentinel plots that are imaged twice a day, and when our imager detects the Crop Voice signal, we know there's an active fungal infection in that area, and we alert the farmers.
Yokomizo says Interplant's network covers 50,000 acres across the Midwest and is scaling to over 500,000 acres next year. An extension agronomist says as harvest activity picks up in North Iowa, soybeans are drying fast. Angie Reek-Hins with Iowa State says it's similar to last year.
I've had some reports where beans went from like 15% moisture down to 10% moisture in 24 hours, right? And we've had these low humidity, sunny days that is certainly causing those beans to change very quickly.
She calls soybean yields widely variable. Reek Hinn says low-end soybean yields seem to be around 50 bushels per acre right now. The USDA is reporting a pair of new U.S. corn export sales. Mexico bought 135,000 tons of corn, and unknown destinations another 110,000 tons. World Dairy Expo officially begins tomorrow, but the show ring has been busy all weekend. 456 competitors were on the colored shavings for the Youth Showmanship Contest Saturday. Winning the junior division out of 134 participants was Cooper Merrill from Seneca Falls, New York. William Zimmerman from Broadhead, Wisconsin won the intermediate division. And Logan Harbaugh from Marion, Wisconsin took first in the senior division. All three winners also get the $1,500 cash and at Ostrom Showmanship Award. I'll have more from World Dairy Expo starting tomorrow. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Always up early, always getting the job done, always working as hard as you can, always pushing for more, because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn, featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand, never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are lower. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country is off to a quiet start this week. Business last week was light and scattered. Deals started on Wednesday, with the bulk of trade taking place Thursday, and then a little cleanup business in Nebraska and Iowa on Friday. Northern dress deals had a range of $3.65 to $3.69, $6 lower than the previous week's weighted average. Southern live sales ranged from $2.34 to $2.37, $3 lower than the prior week. Boxed beef was mixed at midday, with choice up 194 at 373.37 and select down 290 at 349.54. According to Missouri's statewide cattle auction summary, feeders across the state sold mostly $5 to $10 higher last week. The overall supply of feeders at sale barns was light to moderate, with nearly half of the total feeder volume sold at the Joplin Regional Stockyards. Medium and large one feeder steers, 800 to 847 pounds, brought 320 to 371. Feeder heifers, 650 to 698 pounds, sold for $300 to 387. Cash hogs were lower at midday. The market continues to watch demand. The USDA's most recent quarterly hogs and pigs report is pointing to tighter market-ready numbers in the coming weeks and months. The cold storage update indicates generally good consumer demand, even if wholesale business has been inconsistent, and export sales over the past few weeks have been solid. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 234 at midday, with a base range of 99 to 104. The weighted average price was 101.86. The Iowa, Minnesota, Western Corn Belt, and Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs were trending lower at the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. Barrels and gilts were $2 lower at $72. Sows were $5 lower at $62 to $72. Boars were priced at $25. Pork values were higher at midday, up 58 cents at $114.10. Butts, picnics, hams, and bellies were higher. Loins and ribs were lower. More livestock market information can be found at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whiffle's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whiffle's Country hits like She Thinks My Kernel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whiffle's Hybrids.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybeans and cattle are lower, corn and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are weak, expecting the USDA to report solid harvest progress in the weekly update out this afternoon at 4 Eastern, 3 Central. That's putting a lot of beans in storage with no new crop sales to China. China did not show up in this week's export inspections report either because they haven't bought any new crop beans. November's down 3.5 at 10.10 and a quarter. January's 3.75 lower at 10.29 and a quarter. October bean meal's up 40 cents at 269.20. October bean oil's down 41 at 49.19. Corn is very narrowly mixed, monitoring the U.S. harvest pace and the mostly favorable planting weather in South America. Mexico and Unknown both bought U.S. corn ahead of the open. December corn's back to a quarter lower at 421 and three quarters. March is down a quarter at 438 and a half. And wheat's up on short covering. U.S. winter wheat planting weather looks good with the USDA's small grain summary and quarterly stocks report out tomorrow. Development conditions in Argentina and Australia are generally non-threatening. December Chicago's up 1.5 at 521 and a quarter. December Kansas City's 3.75 higher at 509 and a quarter. December Minneapolis is up 1.5 at 569 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle are lower on a technical reversal, waiting for direct business to get underway. This week's show list does look mixed. October live's down 65 at 231.15. December's 87 lower at 233.42. October feeders are down $1.27 at 355.72. And hogs are mixed on spread trade, the higher midday pork, and their discount to cash. October's down 37 at 101.12, and December's 50 lower at 90.55. After that, things firm up. Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whipple's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whipple's Country hits like She Thinks My Kernel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whipple's Hybrids.
Pork is flavor. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living in Brownfield. Pork is an incredibly versatile protein. It allows home chefs to get creative and use it in a wide variety of cuisines and cooking styles. Patrick Fleming is Director of Demand for the National Pork Board.
Our processed side and our fresh side correlate so well. We have 111 different flavors profiles according to our research, and that really differentiates us amongst our competitors, right? We have everything from pepperoni to charcuterie to ham to bacon to sausage. You look at into fresh pork to barbecue to ethnic cuisine, pork has that whole portfolio of flavor, and that really is our strength. Not just that we have one product or one flavor, but we have this portfolio of flavor that goes across day parts and across generations.
He tells Brownfield.
So whether you're looking for authentic cultural cuisine, pork plays a role there, or whether you're looking for pizza or as simple as a ham sandwich for lunch, pork has the product and the flavor that meets consumer needs.
And its versatility is one way the pork industry continues to grow demand.
When you make bacon, you make something that consumers not just love, but are passionate about. And if you could leverage that passion and say, hey, if you like bacon, have you tried sausage? Have you tried ham? Have you tried pork chops?
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Titleton Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Titleton Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
Trust isn't given, it's earned, story by story, season after season. At Brownfield Ag News, we've spent decades on the ground, in the fields, and in your communities. We don't just report on ag, we live it, and we share it across radio, social, and digital platforms to keep you connected, because we know that getting the story right matters to you. Brownfield Ag News, verified and unbiased.
For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at forpetesake.com. That's the number 4, petesake.com. By mail at 4 Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@4petesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake fall funding round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
The news at 1, sponsored today by Richland Family Prescription Center. Experience friendly, caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The man accused of killing Charlie Kirk appeared virtually at a hearing today in Utah. Tyler Robinson did not waive his right to